Hey friends, it's Asa Cheng Tin Wui, and we meet again for tonight's HK Happy Hour. 一齊吧，講是講非. Today we're going to do something different, and we're going to talk about Oiga lab character June. She's played by the lovely Kelly Gu, and I think we share the same alma mater, which is University of Toronto. Otherwise, I'm going to focus on June as a character on Lab and talk about how her character has changed to what we have today and my hopeful wish as a fan so we can get more June storylines and obviously more home family shenanigans. I'll admit, at the beginning of her introduction as a character, it kind of made me confused. And I felt it was such a disservice because at the beginning, her character was written at an odd approach. So the way her character was introduced in Lab was, well, unique. And an example of that was through her obsession with aliens. And on top of that, she also had far-fetched stories that can make people judge her in a bad light. And at the same time, the things she does can rub people the wrong way. As the brief storyline went on, we come to see how her love for aliens and family mean to her, which creates a unique bond with her and Trigun. And as it finally progressed to that level, I was thinking, maybe she can grow and actually become Trigun's Aya fourth daughter. And that is the route that they can go with the storylines. But after that specific hopeful episode of her and Trigun, we don't see anything going on again. And that hopeful storyline just lang lok draw. And through time, we see her character change into more of a new age persona that does tarot, astrology, and crystals, which is actually really fun to watch because of the shenanigans she has to deal with when it comes to her shady and cheap customers. And I love how she played the character as it was second nature to her. And overall, it's a very natural fit for her. And it's great to me since she stepped into Lab. And as we see her struggle doing her metaphysics business, the storyline weaves into June eventually teaching at Samui's tutoring company. At that point, I was like, I need more storylines for June because I felt they could have capitalized good storylines out of her because she can be a central point to a lot of characters and storylines in general. But to me, it became standstill for quite some time. But eventually, after waiting, we finally get to see the writers adding in random episodes of June and Trigun again. And boy, oh boy. I loved every moment of them together. If I remember correctly, it was around the time that Zhao Galok, who plays Anzai, was working on other dramas like the one that is airing now, Your Highness. And one of the most memorable storylines of her was about Trigun worrying about Samui not having any romantic relationships. And that is when we started to have fake superstar Ga Mingxing romantically pursuing Hong Samyu. From then onwards, we see more storylines of June and Trigun going through their own shenanigans together because Trigun needs a sidekick to all his fiascos just like he always depended on Anzai, his go-to sidekick. But the biggest difference is that June is a smarter one between Anzai and her. Fast forward today, we now see June being Dai Xiu Zhege's go-to sidekick. And that itself has been fun as well, but at times, I feel so sorry for June because Linda is so dependent on her, more than how her father is dependent on his feng shui masters. But now that these storylines have finally scaled back down, one thing that I would like to happen in the foreseeable future is having June going beyond staying at Hongga, Ge, Oke, Sikfan, or just chilling at their house watching TV and snacking on food. Just hear me out for a second because by now you know I love June and Trigun together because it reminds me of Anzai and Trigun whenever his Gonggong needs his help when it comes to executing his far-fetched plans and revenges. So now that Anzai is single and due to Galak's filming schedule, I feel like they need to start plotting June into the family. Aya Saimui is too much for me, but to have June as Trigun, Sun Sampo really fits into the Hongga dynamics and family lifestyle, and Bonnie is, to me, just doesn't have a long-term fit. Whereas June has been since day one accustomed to Hongga Ge Gateng Wanjo. And most importantly, she has always naturally mingled well with every single family member except Anzai. And when Anzai was temporarily back, I really liked how the writers would always have Anzai or June say, "Altonglei mhai ge sokoba," or something along the lines of that. So to me, they kind of have that low-key cat and mouse animosity towards each other. And that can be a storyline by itself because June is now Gong Gong's favorite and also everyone in the family loves June. And 直情, 当他是自己人. To me, June by default, her character, 是好姑家. And that's why I really enjoy her and Tree Gun together because she really treats Gun Sook like family. And her being at Hongga's house is more natural than how Bonnie is at their house. Their dynamics are completely different and I feel like June doesn't have the family drama that Bonnie's family always bring in. And I'm so sick and tired of hearing her parents and watching her parents treating people like they are scum of the earth and that no one in this world can compare to them because they really feel entitled to everything and that they can never be wrong nor could they do any wrong except everyone else in this world. Aside from that, Anzai needs Jun because she is very clever and at the same time, 她的心底是好好的. And again, that's another 2 points for June and I feel like she would actually have a genuine bandwidth to be with Anzai and actually help him out since he isn't necessarily the brightest cookie in the Hongga cookie jar. And when it comes to Tree Gun shenanigans, it'll be interesting when we get to see Anzai, June, and Gong Gong execute his plans together. And that would also be fun because not only does he have his grandson, he also has a granddaughter-in-law that have the time of day to help him out. Most importantly, June's overarching character has one of the greatest potential for versatility because her new age and social science backgrounds provide the variety we need that also extends the show longer with more episodes. And along with the spooky science fiction storylines that Lab excels in these genres, it gives Lab an overall advantage for a longer run and Dai Mui also benefits to this as well. Because we come to realize that some of her stories is created through Dai Mui living vicariously through her siblings and son, so she isn't much of a great writer as she claims to be when it comes to originality. Would you have June as Tree Gun's Aya Sei Mui or as a granddaughter-in-law? And which episodes were your favorite that featured her? Let me know your thoughts on Instagram at hk.happyhour. And until next time, we are going to catch up with y'all on the next HK Happy Hour, Ya Tai Ba Gong Si Gong Fei, Thursdays at 8 p.m. Pacific Time. This is Asa, Jointing Wui, and I'm signing off. See you next week!